Well, Paul, I'm sure as we look out on Hazeltine National and an exciting Sunday here at the Ryder Cup, the excitement must be building for you about hosting it in your home country of France.
Is it pressure or is it excitement? I don't know. I think it's a bit of both, really. Obviously, we're very, very, very excited, but Hazeltine has done a great job. They really have. The PGA of America have done a fantastic job here this week. We've been made very welcome, as have 250,000 odd spectators who think they're all VIPs with the way the place has been set up. It's beautiful. So congratulations to you guys. And now we've just got to get on and try and do better.
I'm sure that when the final putt drops tonight, it'll be like, as we say here, when we draft in the professional sports, you're on the clock. Does it really amp up starting tomorrow,
yeah,
now that you're the next son?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the French have been on this for quite a long time, since 2008 when the bidding process began. But as we move along, the time scale is quickly reducing, and we can't really think about it being in 2 years, because it's really just 18 months for us, because we're going to start building. You know, you've got to do a huge build, and that's start 6 months out. So, yeah, the clock is ticking, but I can happily tell you that we're on target and on time.
From what you've seen this week, anything it'll bring to your preparations and set up when you go back and you work with your committees and groups?
Yeah, definitely. I think one of the things which we've learned this week is, and we need this as well for French golf, is that here they opened up the merchandising and they opened up the site to anybody really, any golfer, any fan who didn't have a ticket maybe, who would like to come in. So from Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, before Ryder Cup week, you know, there were people flooding through the gates, having a look at what was going on in the merchandising, and also having a coffee and a hamburger. So I think we're going to do that. I think we've learned that from here, is that that's a great idea. It just doesn't start on the Tuesday morning. Why not start it the weekend before with some nice events? There are other little things which we've picked up on and which we like. On the grandstands, on the back of the grandstands, you've got some small concessionaries, some food outlets with burgers, hot dogs, beers, and things like that. You know, we would never have thought of doing that. We would just put a food truck somewhere in the middle of a golf club. So yeah, we're picking up on some ideas. Benchmarking.
I'm sure you've walked through that merchandise tent, and you know, for years we've heard about all the great clothing lines and different people and things that have come out of France. I got to imagine that the people who work in that industry just must be getting thrilled when they see this kind of business coming through the tent.
Yeah, it's nice to see this week all of the staff from Ryder Cup Europe, which is the organisation equivalent to the PGA of America who organises the Ryder Cup when it's on European soil, that we're all dressed in this brand. I'll not mention it for obvious commercial reasons, but we've got a French brand which is clothing over 250 people this week, and that will be obviously a theme as we move forward. We're not going to miss out on your great brands either, of course, but yeah, it will be more European, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about the golf course that the players are going to play and that the fans are going to see during match week.
Fantastic golf course. The best thing to say is the fact that the Ryder Cup got to France. One of the main reasons, apart from hard work and some legacy suggestions and ideas, is because the players wanted that golf course. That golf course was created, it was opened in 1991, and it was built between 1987 and 90. And the original plans and architect plans, it was built for the Ryder Cup. There's no doubt about it. There was something in the back of that designer, Hubert Chenot, and Robert Van Hege's mind saying, this is going to be a great spectator golf course, it's a great match play golf course, it's going to be thrilling and exciting right to the end.
What can you tell American golfers, and especially a lot of our golfers in the Chicago area, love to travel all over the country and out of the country to play golf around the world? What can you tell them about golf in France, and what are you hoping that the Ryder Cup will do for golf in France?
Yeah, I think the American visitors love coming to France for art de vivre, gastronomy, food and wine, and some beautiful countryside and views. Those people don't necessarily think about it's a golfing destination. So one of the reasons of getting the Ryder Cup to France is to say, you know, we've got 700 golf courses. We've got, I think, it's around about 20 golf courses in the top 100 in the world in our country. So, you know, there's plenty of good golf to be played. There's the Golf National, but there's many, many, many others. Bring your clubs.
So if you're at the Ryder Cup, but it's not a far drive to go see things that people would know of, the Eiffel Tower and so forth.
This is going to be the first Ryder Cup in a capital city, I think, since 1927. So what do you get when you're in a capital city? You get iconic views, you get the Eiffel Tower, you get some wonderful visits and shopping, and also you can get to the golf course pretty quick because we've got lots of public transport. You can get there by train, on the road, by shuttle buses or whatever, so it's just the perfect place to go for a fan. And maybe Madame doesn't play golf and would like to use the credit card of Monsieur all day and spend his money.
What's the best way for Americans coming over to play golf and or maybe even get a chance to play the Ryder Cup course in advance of Championship Week and or just to play some of the other courses in the country, maybe even the week before Ryder Cup Week if they're coming then?
Yeah, I think it's a good question. There's a lot of good tour operators in the United States who are looking to develop the market in France, obviously, and take all these US guests. One of the good things is go onto our website, which is www.golfnational.com, and you've got an English part, obviously, with the whole of it, and in there you've got quite a lot of information. We also have a concierge system, which is very, very reactive to international requests and notably American guests. So we can also, as a concierge, put people in contact with those who can help them to make their itinerary around golf courses in France and visiting some of the best places. We can do that.
Pascal Grisot.
Well, we are at the 2018 Ryder Cup tent here at Hazeltine, and 2 years from now, the Ryder Cup will come to Paris and to France, and I'm sure, Pascal, with all the excitement you see here this week, you're looking forward to seeing the Ryder Cup come to France.
Yes, first, congratulations for Hazeltine. They did a fantastic job hosting so many spectators in a total comfort. In terms of security, in terms of transport plan, in terms also of a staging plan. First, congratulations. I think it's really a new benchmark in the history of the Ryder Cup. So a lot of pressure for France. We are not yet a golf nation like you are here in the States, but hosting the Ryder Cup could help, and that was the reason why we wanted to bid for hosting the Ryder Cup.
We're looking at some of the pictures of your golf course that will be hosting the matches in 2 years. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about the golf course.
This is a golf course owned by the French Golf Federation. We decided to build it in 1991 with the dream of hosting the Ryder Cup on this course. So every year we organize the French Open. Usually it's the first week of July, so we have the experience of hosting an important event, even if the French Open has nothing to compare with the Ryder Cup. It's a good golf course. The European players love that course. And I must say that the main asset is that it has been built like a stadium course. So on each hole, you have a perfect view. So it will give us the opportunity to host many spectators, maybe a little bit more than here, with a great comfort, because sometimes from the third row, it's difficult to have a view on the game. But at Le Golf National, as you can see, we have many buttes, and it gives us the opportunity to offer the best in terms of spectator experience.
Mm-hmm. Do you expect the people of your nation to come out in force for this event and very large crowds?
Yeah, I think so. First of all, if the French Golf Federation has had the financial possibility to support the organization of this event, it's because all the French members at the French Golf Federation has accepted an increment of their license of €3 during a period of 13 years. This is really something new. It's the most important crowdfunding in the history of the French sport. So we did also a vote, and the vote had 83% in favor of this increment. So it really something special, and many, many expectations from the French golf players. They absolutely want to attend to this Ryder Cup in Paris. So unfortunately here we don't have a lot of French, but in Paris we are waiting for more than 20,000 French.
Mm-hmm. And maybe you'll even you'll have a French player or two on the European team by then?
We hope so. You know, the French Golf Federation has reinforced its policy in terms of sport, and that's the reason why we won the Eisenhower Trophy in 2010 and also the European Championship in 2010. And it was the 2018 generation with Victor Dubuisson, with Alexander Levy. Alexander has won another tournament last week in Europe. He is the youngest player on the tour to get three victories. We have also Romain Langas, who turned pro last year. He won the British Amateur 2 years ago and qualified for the Masters. He finished 40 as an amateur last year at Augusta, and he's for the moment leading the Challenge Tour. So he will play on the European Tour, and we have good expectation in terms of having a French. But here, if we had no French in the team, we had two French in the Junior Ryder Cup. Mm-hmm.
Now, if people are coming over to France in 2 years to see the Ryder Cup, maybe they have never been to France before. You're in Paris, and people will be able to go see things like the Eiffel Tower and other things that France is famous for. It will not be far from the golf course?
No, it will not be far. It's only 20 miles from the center of Paris, and the government has given us the possibility to use the Chateau de Versailles. And for example, for the gala dinner, we will organize three different dinners in the chateau, hosting the major sponsors, but also the players. And you know, each company buying an hospitality will have the opportunity to buy tables in the Chateau de Versailles and for the gala dinners. But also, if any company wants to organize a private event at the Chateau de Versailles, the government has given us this possibility.
How many golf courses are in the area? Because if people are coming to the Ryder Cup and they want to also play some golf at other courses, is there opportunities for that?
Yeah, you're right, because many, you know, I think that for the Americans, Paris is their preferred cities, but each time that they are traveling to Paris, they don't bring their golf club. And this is really a new habit that we would like to have. We have very nice golf courses around Paris, able to host all the Americans who will travel to attend to the Ryder Cup, but even when they just want to do a wine tour, for example, in Bordeaux. As you can see around Bordeaux, we have some very good golf courses in the southwest, in Biarritz also, in Evian, in the mountains. So we have many nice resorts able to welcome all the Americans in with a good standard.
Finally, is there a website or something where people can learn more about the Ryder
Yes.
Cup in Paris and also golf in France?
Yes, absolutely. So you have the Ryder Cup website. So it's already in line since now more than 2 years. And you have also the FFG, French Golf Federation website, where you can find all the different golf possibilities to play golf around Paris, but also all over the France.